English historian Peter Heather controversially argued that Rome was ultimately overcome by illegal immigration. Heather accepted the academic analysis that the Huns on the Pontic steppe in the late 4th century set these migrations in motion.
Load the catapults.
However, according to Heather, the assumption that the barbarians were then peacefully absorbed into Rome smells more of wishful thinking than likely reality. Rome had always been an inclusive society that welcomed immigrants. Immigrants were given employment in the Roman army, but were welcome only if they assimilated. Of course, Rome still fell. What makes anyone think that the United States and Europe can absorb violent non-assimilating immigrants from all over the world, with the result not ultimately collapsing 21st century civilization?
See. Machen Berlin zu Baghdad.
The drug crisis in the United States continues to escalate. This year, more than 100,000 Americans died due to a drug overdose. It is now one of the top 10 reasons for deaths in America.
Breitbart reported that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its rule change, allowing immigrants into the country who will be dependent on welfare. Federal immigration law has required a public charge determination for immigrants, which bars them from staying in the country if they are likely to use welfare programs like food stamps, Medicaid, or government housing. Studies show taxpayers are being billed about $1,600 a year per immigrant, and that immigrants use 33% more cash welfare than American citizens. Similarly, about 63% of non-citizen households use at least one form of public welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. The architects of this collapse know full well what they are doing.
We hear frequently that people are at the center of sustainable development. And we know that, by definition, people are at the center of populations. Well, from these two simple observations, it follows that an understanding of population patterns and trends will be essential for the successful implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development.
Let me be clear. Title 42 or not, the border is not open.
The collapse is right in front of us. As Californians flee for Mexico under California Governor Newsom,
wealthy are leaving California too. Some fear that mass departures by the state's billionaires and tech companies could reduce local and state tax revenues. Just 1% of California's top income earners are responsible for half of all income tax revenue. Those drops could have the potential to affect government services for years to come.
And illegals kill Americans at a higher rate than Americans kill each other.
How many American children are going to be burned alive before our elected leaders decide to take action? The Republicans don't care. They don't want to stand up to the donor class. The Democrats sure don't care. They want new voters. Big business? They want cheap labor.
Meanwhile, ICE is confirming that Jose Rosales, who's accused of killing Harris County, Texas Corporal Charles Galloway, is in the country illegally when he murdered that officer.
Tell us what happened to your brother.
He was murdered in 2018 by an illegal criminal alien.
She was rear-ended by Eswin Mejia, who was 19 years old, here illegally.
Margarito Quintero Rosales told authorities he fell asleep at the wheel and his van drifted into the oncoming lane.
He was here illegally.
There's not a day goes by in this country that there isn't at least one American citizen that dies at the hands of someone who's unlawfully present in the United States, whether it is an act of homicide, whether it's an act of willful manslaughter, whether it's an OWI on the streets of America. Hardly anybody has gone through the last 10 years and doesn't at least see that show up in their local newspaper if it doesn't show up in their neighborhood.
The cold reality, ignored by the media industrial complex, lingers in the shadows of a crumbling America, vomiting the United Nations Replacement Migration Directive, fueled by globalist trillionaire NGOs, kept in motion by runaway government corruption and rammed down the throats of the American taxpayer in order to usher in a new world order. John Bound reporting.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.